The Royal Sydney Oyster Show is on this week and this weekend. Wood chopping's a big part of the program over there. There's five world championships being decided. Someone who knows a bit about winning a few world championships, or more than a few actually, is David Foster, who joins me now. Good morning, David, and you're at the Sydney Showgrounds.
Yeah, the Sydney Showgrounds, ready to, not that far away from a start. They're about a 9 o'clock start here. It's a beautiful day. The weather's been fantastic. We've cut three world titles already. Today is the big underhand championship with the three Tasmanian champions hopefully getting a chance to get into the final. We know Cody Steers, Josh Bakes, Stephen Foster. But we're very proud to say that the tree-filling world title yesterday was won by Daniel Gurr. So
well done to Daniel.
Keeping the Tasmanian tradition going of winning the world championship tree filling.
Yeah, so Daniel's from Deloraine that people don't know, and of course his father Matthew, I think, won 16 world tree filling championships.
16 times, yeah. It was actually quite interesting yesterday. Mitchell Hewitt, he's won it 15 times. So Mitchell was going to equal Matthew's record if he won it yesterday. Daniel now has stopped him twice from doing that to equal his father's record. So there's a little bit of history there yesterday.
Yep, and as you mentioned today, we've got the World 375mm underhand. Monday, we've got the 375mm Standing Block World Championship. And we've got a couple of soaring championships this afternoon as well, David, world titles.
Yeah, no, they've already been on.
Oh, Martin. Sorry?
Yeah, they've already been on the first Saturday.
Last week, they, right, wow.
Yeah.
It's a long show.
Yeah, it's a long show, mate, yeah. Brad DeLosa, if people follow wood chopping, Brad DeLosa won the single-handed soaring.
Queenslander, yep.
Back-to-back. And Jimmy Head and Braden Meyer won the double-handed soaring world title. And Stephen Foster and Brad Turner, they got fourth in the world title. So they've just started soaring together. And so that's the two world titles virtually in the soaring already.
Brad's a former world champion, Sawyer, as well. And I know that him and Stephen paired up at the start of the season, specifically with Sydney in mind. So do you think they'll be happy with fourth or disappointed?
To be honest with you, no. I think they'd be happy with, very happy with fourth. It's the first time that they've, come to Sydney with Stephen. They said when they got here, if they get top four, they'd be happy, which they did. And so they can work on that next year.
Yep, they know what they're going to do for next year. Now, for people who don't understand how big wood chopping is at the Sydney Show, it's like the Olympics. There's lots of big prize money events. There's world championships up for grabs, and there's always a massive crowd. So it's an unreal atmosphere, isn't it, David?
Oh, well, yesterday there was 100,000 people here yesterday.
Really? Wow.
You couldn't walk. The crowd, the grandstand before the tree world title was cut. They had to shut the gates. They couldn't get any more people in here. Today's going to be the same. They reckon probably another, over 100,000 people here. And the time that underhand world title's on, this grandstand will be packed.
Well, and like you said, the program goes for a week, and apart from the five world titles, there's lots of handicap events, there's women's events and juniors events as well. And I was looking through the program yesterday, and even when you get down to third and fourth division in some of the standing handicap events, it's still worth $1,000 to win. So there's a lot of prize money up.
Yes, there's a lot of prize money. Well, today we've got a family event, an underhand and a standing block. So there's dads here chopping with their sons and their daughters. Grandfathers and grandsons are chopping today. So that's a new event that they've got here. And I think that's worth a couple of grand first as well. Like the world titles, I think it's about $15,000 all up. Lots of prize money. They do call Sydney Show the Wimbledon of wood chopping. If you can win a world title here, Mark, you can call yourself the best. So even to come a top four in any of the world titles here is not a bad feat.
Yeah, it is indeed. David, enjoy the rest of the weekend there, and good luck to the Tasmanians that are still to have a go for world titles, and some very good handicap prize money on offer there as well. Thank you for your time, David. Enjoy your day.
Good on you, Martin. Thanks so much for your time, buddy.
And happy Easter.
Thank you.